Shabbat Shalom. It's Reuben Abramoff, the Haftorah Man. This week's Haftarah from Parashat Vayishlach. So we have the discussion here about Edom. What's the big deal? Well, started out with two brothers that didn't get along, Yaakov and Esav. Esav was the patriarch of the nation Edom. Let's see where these problems led. Now, the Haftarah comes from the Treyasar, once again, the 12 prophets that were all put together because everything was a scroll in those days. There was no books, and they were small scrolls. So they took small scrolls and stitched 12 of them together. The Treyasar, the 12. So this one is called Ovadia. Well, why are they picking this man to talk about Edom? Guess what? He was born an Edomite. Wait a minute. Then how does he have a Jewish name? Ovadia. So I went to Rabbi Lam and I asked him, I said, Rabbi Lam, how do you have this kind of name? He looks at me, Ibrahimov. I said, yes. He goes, who's the king of Saudi Arabia? I go, King Abdullah. He goes, listen, they spoke similar language. Ovadia is the servant, the slave of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, Hashem. And now Abdullah, Abed-Allah, is the servant of Allah, God. So you see in the Middle East that we really are cousins and we spoke similar languages. So now Ovadia, who is this Ovadia? He is the man who was in the court of the king Ahab and the evil queen Jezebel, But what was his greatness? That he was a convert. He was in the royal administration of the 10 northern tribes. They tried to kill every person that worshipped Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. But he said, I got a good job, and now I'm going to make sure the last 100 prophets are stored away in two separate caves. My father told me, you never put all your money in one pocket. You put some here, some there. So he split up the Nevi'im into two groups of 50. But you know what? He had to keep the lights on at night, so they had oil, which is connected to the Haftarah from Parashat Vayera, that was his widow. So here's this great man in the court of the king, and he was appointed to castigate and to explain to everybody what's going on. He says, Hine katonti nesatich bagoyim, that now I am talking to Edom and that I'm going to make you small. They were a world superpower. They were a very strong nation. I'm going to make you strong. Im tagbia kanesha ve'im ben kochavim sim kincha misham oridcha ne'um Hashem. Says, God says, you could fly high. Higher is an eagle. Eagle is the highest flying bird. He says, I don't care how high you go. I'm taking you down. Am Yisrael is mine. You betrayed them. And that we'll see even that these people continue to betray us. Continue the Haftarah, which talks about that this day is coming where there's going to be a settling up of all treatment, bad treatment to the Jewish people. Ki karov yom Hashem al kol agoyim. The day is coming soon. Will there be world justice? Ki ka'asher shi sisam al har kodshi yishtu kol goyim tamid. Says, listen, just like you drink water on my holy mountain, just like you have plenty, easy life, it will continue, but not just over yourselves, but there'll be a world recognition. This is what they're saying. Uves Esav lekash, that Esav, Edom, your enemies, today's enemies, they're like straw when you put a flame to it. It's going to go up in smoke. Vayorshu hanegev es har Esav. And it's saying that even though these people, Edom, and that area were in a superior position to you, they are going to be wiped away. And then we have in the famous pasuk that we say on Shabbat, Ve'olu Moshiim Bahar Tzion, Lishpot et Har Esav, Ve'isol La Hashem, meaning Yud-Kei Vav-Kei Hamlucha. So, Yaakov and Esav continue down to Yisrael and Edom. Edom looked like they had the edge. God, through the Navi, Ovadia, a convert, is saying to the people in the royal administration, do not think that those people are going to stay on top of you. Don't try to be like them. They're coming down. And that this is that the saviors, the Moshiim, are going to go up to Har Zion, where the Beit HaMikdash is, and they will make sure that when Esav gets judged, that they will be down, and that the kingdom will belong, that the land will belong to Hashem, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. It's a very inspiring message given to us by a man that came out of left field, converted, went to work in the royal administration, and didn't get sucked into their evil ways. And now he stood on his own two feet, and he gave his life for Am Yisrael. So this man is a great man, Ovadia, Shabbat Shalom.